This is the tale thus far. Deep in the dune seas of Maya lies Mareel, the last standing city of Mashkala. This is a city of magi and mystics, thieves and cutthroats, a city where the shadows themselves watch your every move. In this place, a band of unlikely adventurers will come together to unearth ancient artifacts, hidden temples, and a plot that threatens the very fabric of reality. A plot beyond the control of the gods above and below is unfolding. In this dark time, a folk story has come to light, and the only hope for the survival of the city and all of creation may be a legendary artifact known as the Crown of Queens.
Then let's begin. So, you guys have the snake key, snakeskin key. And as per normal, it is placed within the portal door inside of the Night Garden. I assume that you all have, you're healed up, you have your items. Garglin and Savar will not be joining you on this trip. Hans is just kind of walking by, eating something, which is weird because you don't normally see him eat food.
What's he eat? Can we tell?
Yeah. It's like he's got a piece of bread. It's like very fresh bread. It's still kind of steaming. Okay. And he's just kind of noshing down on it. He's not wearing his normal suit jacket, so he's bare-chested. And you can see there's this like patchwork of crisscross lines across his shoulders and back. It looks like a really deep scarring. A couple of like bite marks, or if they're talon marks, they came from something huge. And he just kind of walks by and like nods at you guys and keeps going through the ballroom and down the hallway towards the kitchen, and he's off again.
Man, this is why I didn't want every roommates. All right, so
got a new king. It is in the basement, right?
What? Short a dwarf and a death worshiper, so.
Was the gate in the basement or on the first floor?
No, it's first floor. It's right inside the foyer when you walk into the... It's before the ballroom.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, if we're going on to a jaunt, I'm going to make sure that we have, you know, water, food, all that good stuff to take
rations
with.
Rations and supplies and stuff.
I'll ask Randolph to help, quartermaster, that kind of stuff.
Right away, sir. Any, he dashes off and then he dashes back, and he's got canteens prepared, as well as like small bundles for your packs prepared of food. And at this point, he's kind of started to learn your personal tastes. So all of your meals are less like generic and more catered to you individually.
You're awesome, Randolph. If we find any vampires out there for you to feast on, we'll bring one back.
Oh, thank you, sir. And then he heads off back into the darkness of the house somewhere, probably getting into who knows what, cleaning something or organizing something.
That was the other thing I was going to bring up is Emmerich has probably been allowing him to feast on the other vampires that were in those tubes.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
You don't want him.
He does not want them around, so he periodically, you know, lets them have at it.
And since we don't have charm, we want to reward loyalty, so definitely, for sure, let him feast.
Yeah, and if anybody asks about charm, Randolph just tells you that he's around when he's been around when you're sleeping. He's very busy, very tired. But he's about, and he's very sorry he can't be here more, but he says he will return as soon as he is done doing what he has been tasked to do.
Have I ever tried to summon him and he's not come?
No, he'll always show up when you summon him, but he seems spread thin.
Is Hans keeping him busy on other stuff? Is that what's going
on? Yes, yeah, Hans has got him always doing something.
Okay, well, if we have enough provisions and everything, we have all our equipment.
Yes, spells. I assume we have, like, found, like, in the house, like, rope, like, sleeping bags.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there's...
Like,
there's
a basic adventurer pack.
Yeah.
Because we established we didn't have any of that stuff.
No, you didn't have bags.
I had my fishing net when I went to the fancy party. Yeah.
We got some stuff from the McCrookins.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
I'm guessing if we're, like, down in a tunnel, we're not going to pop open the folding cabin.
No. I do want to bring some star charts with me from the library.
Okay.
So we can orient ourselves wherever we're going to end up.
Cool.
What else can we think of before we take off?
So are Savar and...
Gargolin.
I was going to call him Grendel and Gargolin.
It is not Grendel.
I just think of gargling, like, you know, mouthwash.
Are they just, like, sleeping in their rooms and they don't seem to have any interest in coming with us?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I will go say goodbye to both of them and just be like, feel better, rest up. I will go do all of the hard work and come back and tell you all of the tales of our many, many successes without you.
Nice.
I'm sure they care a lot.
A whole lot.
I ask Randolph to, you know, make sure they're taken care of. You know, make sure that, you know, if they ask for anything, that their needs are met while we're gone.
Of course, sir. Of course, I will.
Thank you so much. You're a fine servant, Randolph. And please enjoy. Take yourself a vampire out of petty cash, by all means.
You've humbled me, sir. Thank you very much, sir. And he, of course, dashes back off into the shadows somewhere.
Well, shall we?
All right. I guess away we go. Do we know where this key is taking us?
Nope. You don't know where any of the keys are taking you. Hans doesn't know where any of the keys go.
It's literally sliders. Quantum leap.
Sliders.
It's essentially.
Okay.
Yeah.
One day you might run into TV's Scott Dracula. I mean, Bacula.
Scott Dracula.
I'm going to, like, gesture at the portal and be like, age before beauty.
I dibs the guy from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
Being that Emmerich is the one with the key, he steps up and activates the portal with the sandstone key.
The three, amethyst crystals at the top, they pulse gently, create a split down the center, and it opens. There's that familiar feeling of, like, vertigo and butterflies in your stomach. You guys step through and you find yourselves in a room. Inside of the floor is made of sand. It is a small squat chamber. The roof is probably only about 9 feet high. The walls are made of this black stone with kind of a silver flecked iridescent shine that looks like it's just below the surface. To the west side of the portal gate you guys come through is in the north of the room. To the west side of the room, there's an empty wall. The bottom southwest corner, there's a kind of an emaciated corpse. To the east side of the room, there is just a ankle deep pile of shattered black stone. Covering a large portion of the room. Almost half the room's floor is covered by this. And then there is a figure kind of slumped, sort of half in, half out of the pile, as if they just sort of sat down and then collapsed into sleep. And then to the very south, directly across from where the portal gate is, there is a door that looks like it has taken a beating, but is braced from the inside, keeping it from opening to whatever is beyond.
Braced on our side, so we're...
Yeah.
It's keeping something out of this room.
It's keeping something out of this room. There's also a couple of holes in the ceiling. You can see that it's night out. You can't really see much of a moon. Looks like there's a lot of overcast right now. But there is probably three or four holes in the ceiling. One of them is large enough that someone's sleight of frame could fit through, but the rest of them are... you know, maybe fist size or smaller.
I'm going to motion to the other two with a figure without saying anything. I'm just going to point at the figure and make sure they notice.
What's you guys' over there? Do you guys have a light source or dark vision or any of that going?
I have dark vision.
Okay.
I am a cat.
Low light, but I can cast... Yeah, I can cast light.
Low light is enough. Jim, what are you working with?
I have a sword that casts light. That we got in the workshop long ago.
Jim, you can see in total darkness.
Whoa, when did that happen?
Probably that amulet.
Oh, okay. Cool, I'm not gonna pull my sword out then.
You also stay at a comfortable temperature at all times.
Wow. That's good to know, because I'm wearing a lot of armor in the desert. Yeah. So.
So just kind of be aware of that.
Can I motion to the other two? I'm like, do you, you know, kind of like, you know, do you see that person sleeping over there? Or?
Can I like creep over towards it and like, is it alive? Is it sleeping? Is it dead? Is it bleeding?
It's alive. It's breathing. It's asleep. And M, would you care to explain who they're looking at?
So, I will post the picture for my reference as much as yours. You see a dark-skinned woman. She's got black and white hair. As you look at her, you can see like there are it looks like freckles on her cheeks that are lighter than her skin. As you look, they kind of like glimmer a little bit. She's wearing a red jacket. It's kind of low cut. Gloves, and at her side she has a sword. She is large. She looks as though she is about like over 6 feet. And I think she's asleep right now. But as you are you approaching?
Like very slowly and stealthfully.
Okay.
Do you want to make a stealth check for stealthfully?
I would love to make a stealth check. Boy, would I. Here I go.
Over this loose rock, gravel, sand.
30. Wow.
Look at that roll. That's a 30.
It's pretty, I am the fucking shadows.
She is stealthy. The goddamn knight.
So I don't think she moves.
No. Ella is literally soundless.
So I'm going to like... Yeah, and my like boots don't leave a trace, and I'm a druid right. Every track. So, like, yeah, I'm good at this. It's one of the only things I'm good at. So she's gonna creep closer and like do a little like visual survey to try and assess like, is this person injured? Are they just asleep? Like, and I'm like motioning to my compatriots like and mouthing the words, "She's alive."
Emmerich has he hasn't pulled it, but he has his hands on his sword handle, or his sword hilt, and he pulls it away and kind of points at her sword, the sword on her hip, motioning to get that out of there.
Okay.
And then back to the sword hilt.
I'm gonna also have my hand on my sword hilt at the ready, just in case, you know, things get twonky.
I'm gonna like be like okay, and then I'm gonna go with my hands like 1, 2, 3, and then I'm gonna try and grab the sword off of her sleeping body.
Okay,
I'm not trying to hurt her. I'm just trying to disarm.
No, I understand. I just feel like she's gonna wake up. This is gonna be funny.
I assume that she is.
Yeah,
I'm not Ella, trying to not stealthily just, do it. I'm just
right.
Trying to...
That's what I thought.
She's no thief anymore.
So, you wake up to a small cat person fumbling with your sword.
I'm perfectly average size for a cat person. Thank you very much.
Her first instinct is to, like, put her hand on the hilt.
Right.
And she's kind of, like, looking at the cat person.
I'm sure this tug of war is going to go really well for me.
Yeah, because your strength check versus her strength check is going to be fucking stupid.
Yep. Whatever. That's what Ella's. They were like, get the sword. That's what she's trying to do. She's trying to be a team player.
She kind of like just holds it there. Can I help you?
Can I try and pull it away? Can we do a strength check? I'm like trying to pull.
Help you.
Holy shit.
Can I help you?
Oh, you broke Anton. I'm sorry.
I'm like doing that cartoon thing where I've like braced my legs on her thighs and I'm like pulling at it and it's not going anywhere.
Right, it's just like Bugs Bunny and the Wrestler, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, shit.
Okay, well, if she wakes up and the sword doesn't.
Oh, no, she's awake and just like.
All right. I'm going to. Oh, let go of the sword and be like, hello.
Is this the first time we've seen another, like, living person in one of these areas?
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, there were some people on the moorlands, but they were, like, kind of fish-like. They had a very squamous look to them, and they kind of stayed away from you. there've been people when you go do this stuff, but this is definitely like the first time you've seen somebody kind of put together and just sitting in here.
I'm going to intervene here and say, we mean you no harm. If you mean us no harm, we're just trying to disarm you in case you were of a bad intent.
Yeah, that's fine. I couldn't really fight you off if I wanted to anyway. So she kind of like undoes the sword at her belt and kind of like tosses it aside. She like looks at the others in the room.
Mm-hmm.
What does she see?
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys want to describe yourselves?
Sure. So Ella is a teenage cat person. She is dark with dark spots.
Oh, so you're dark today. You're not changing.
You don't know. She's dark at the moment. She has like fancy harem pants and like a little tube top, and she's a black cat with green eyes, and she's very pretty, and she thinks very highly of herself, and she's just tried to take your sword.
I saw Wreck-It Ralph too, and Vanellope. Ella reminds me of Vanellope in stature and attitude.
So who else is there?
Yeah.
Towards the back is a half-elf man. Very stern-looking, but the most eye-catching thing is that his left eye appears to be missing and replaced with a multifaceted emerald.
Cool.
You'll see human...
On his sword.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't you have, like, a wide-brimmed hat, too? I always pictured your guy with, like, a wide-brimmed hat.
Yeah, I pictured him like a Spanish Inquisition kind of a guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I did not. That was an artistic choice taken by Steve.
Oh,
like, the Spanish mustache.
Yeah, right. You're like a conquistador.
No one expects the Maddie Inquisition. You see a human and dressed in different, like armor that doesn't quite match, with kind of a face that you can't read very well.
She kind of looks to all of you, and she looks at the door that's still, like, barred up. He's like, how'd you guys get in here?
How did you get in here?
I fell through the roof, right? Like, it was... Did I come down?
Well, you crawled through the roof, and then you kind of dropped down to the floor.
She kind of just motions up.
Is that hole that a slight person could fit through you mentioned?
Yeah.
Are we in the, this is going to seem like an odd question, but do you know where we are? Are we in the Dune Sea?
Would I know that?
Yeah, you would know.
Yeah.
You know it's called the Dune Sea. That's about all you know, though.
This is the Dune Sea?
Mm-hmm. Okay. At least we're a little closer to home than the last time we did this.
But you're unsure of what city we are currently in.
You're not in a city, as far as you know.
I don't think we're in a city.
Okay.
Can I scramble up to, like, try and pop my head through the hole? I'm gonna make Emmy give me a boost so that I can pop my head through the roof hole and take a look under at the landscape.
Okay. I mean, if he wants to make a strength check and you guys want to try to make that work, that's fine with me.
Try it. We'll see what happens.
Help me up. Help me up.
While they're doing that, I'm going to inspect the door.
Okay. Yeah. Emmy just is not having a good arm day, I guess.
Oh, no.
I think she said it and then immediately jumped.
Right. So these two idiots just hit the ground. The door is, it looks like somebody has used pieces of stone and kind of wedged them into the ground, creating braces against the door. And as you're kind of looking at the pieces of stone, There's something weirdly familiar about them. Like, it's just, it's strange to you. Plarian just kind of, he's trying to wrap his head around it. Can you go ahead and pop me a perception check? Their arms and legs, they're carved arms and legs out of stone that have been broken off and wedged against the door.
Now, you said something, it looked like something had tried to come, like the door had been pressed on from the outside? Like, is it
bowed in? Yeah, it looks like it's bowed in.
But it's a stone door.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
Emmerich gets up and kind of dusts himself off. Were you the one that barred the door?
Nah, I think it was that guy. She motions to the corpse in the corner. I was just I just came in here about how long ago? Looks around.
Less kinda, than a day. You know that. Less than a day.
Maybe a day.
And you are just hiding in here, or you are living here, or?
I mean, I tried to get back up there a few times, but I'm a little too big for that.
You're also just really weak from lack of water and food.
I don't want to tell them that.
Right. I was just letting you know.
Yeah.
Can I investigate the corpse and see, like, how long it's been dead?
Yeah.
I was about to do the same thing.
Or a medical, or knowledge nature, or...
You'd think I would have that.
Gonna be one of those days.
24.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, gauging from the decon position, like, of the body and how dried out it is, this thing is probably at least a couple of months old. Probably not a year. Probably under 6 month mark. So you could probably gauge somewhere between, like, 4 and 6 months it's been in here.
Does she find a key on it so we can have, like, the world's shortest adventure?
There is not a key on this... there's not a key on this body.
And pat the body down. Is there anything of interest on this body?
It has, like, some bone fragments in its pockets. It looks like it's been bitten a couple of times. Puncture wounds side by side, mostly on the hands and feet.
Like a... what I would think of as, like, a vampire bite, because we've encountered vampires before.
Smaller mouth.
Okay.
Smaller mouth.
Does the dress look familiar to me? Like, does this seem like a person who was from a city?
Only because you guys were there when the caravans were coming in and dropping stuff off to Mareel. It definitely looks like outsider dress. So it looks like somebody who would be from a caravan.
Well, while she's doing all that, I guess I'm going to introduce myself to the new arrival or whatever. Say, I'm Plarion the Inscrutable. These are my associates. We're here on a mission looking for a key.
A key?
Have you seen a key?
She looks around the room, then kind of, like, shrugs.
Fair enough.
I pretty much just saw this since I came down here. You guys want to find a key? You're probably going to have to go through that door. Is there still, like, a portal thing or something on the other side of the room?
Where we came in, you mean?
Yeah. So it turns off once they come through it.
Okay.
So there is not, like, a gate or opening to another dimension. You were asleep when they came in. So, like, from your perspective, it's a big iron 7 foot tall double door with four amethyst crystals, or three amethyst crystals on top of it. And it's on a slightly raised platform. So it just looks like somebody has put double doors on a platform, and it's just on the back wall of this room.
Cool.
It's a very odd thing to just see in a room.
She's kind of like, I might be hallucinating. She kind of, like, goes into her shirt and takes out a little notebook. And on the cover, you can see, like, it says story notes, and then there's a little drawing of her own face, making like a little thumbs up. It's very cute. She like flips a few pages, and she's like, big iron door, question mark. And she puts it back.
Nice.
As you cool. were like pulling out the book, Ella was like taking a little glance. You are like a big sexy woman, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ella's gonna like walk over and extend a hand and be like, my name is Graciela Anastasia Blackfoot, but you may call me Ella. How did you find yourself out here all by yourself?
Well, there were more of me before.
More of you? I would like to see that.
Emmerich is like pinching the bridge of his neck.
She's like, if I wasn't so dehydrated, I would be more into that. You guys got any like food or water or anything?
Do you have any sort of canteen, water skin?
I think she has like a flask, which she also like takes out from the other side of her shirt. She's like, I got this, but I went through it pretty quick.
Emmerich kind of waves his hand over it and casts Create Water.
Ooh. She kind of like shakes it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. She downs it. She looks like she like goes at it for about like a little longer than probably... Then it's like empty again. She's like, could you do that again?
Waves his hand over it again.
Hell yeah.
Emmerich.
All right. You're my
favorite. Your sword whenever you're ready.
Thanks. I should introduce myself. Name's Silent. You might have heard of me. I'm a writer.
Have I heard of her?
No.
No.
You say Silent, like the word silent?
Silent, yes.
We come from a very closed off community.
I come from a very far off community. I'll read you some stories later if we get out of this.
In your yes. time here, have you heard anything trying to get through this door?
No.
No.
Has anyone offered her some food?
Not yet. I've refilled the flask a couple times.
And she just like tanks it every time. She is very dehydrated. And as you're kind of looking at her, is there any light in here?
Not really, which I was going to ask okay. what your light source is, because well, you have dark vision too, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
So all they're really seeing is the freckles.
Yeah. So you just see, like, it looks like
a star. It's like stars. Yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, do you guys want to, like, see? would you like some light on the subject?
I pull out my sword, light up the room.
Nice.
I'm not even going to make you make perception checks. You guys are all like, oh, look, this is what everybody looks like in light. This is great. And then your eyes are all kind of drawn to that giant pile of black stones that are all broken and scattered and shattered all over about half the floor of the room. And it starts dawning on you that you're seeing very familiar shapes like curves and kneecaps. And faces and limbs.
Does it seem like pieces of this are what was used to
prop up the door?
Right, to prop the door, right.
So it looks like there were humanoid statues in here that have been shattered and broken and left in piles.
Is there any way we could find a head to find out like if they were human or elven or...
Yeah, Emmerich starts looking for a head or a face to see if it is a normal statue face.
Right.
All of the faces seem that you find little pieces here and there after playing, Friday Night Jigsaw Puzzle with friends. Mm-hmm. You end up putting together a couple of the faces, and they all look like they're in states of, we'll call it shock. Like they've been caught in those gasps, or their eyes are wide, or they seem surprised.
Oh. I'm thinking basilisk.
Yeah, can I reinvestigate that dead body in the corner and see if it has any signs of turning into a black stone or if it seems to still be humanoid?
Yeah, sure.
I do that.
Oh, I thought you were going to roll. I was going to make you, but you look
no,
like
no,
you.
No. I'll roll. Was it okay.
knowledge nature? Yeah.
14.
Yeah, no, it just looks like it's been bitten a bunch of times by small mouths. But it looks like maybe that isn't even what killed it. It looks like what killed it was like hunger and dehydration. Because you can imagine, well, you can imagine in a room made of stone in the middle of the desert sun, when the sun comes up, this is going to be a heat box.
Makes sense. And terribly freezing at nighttime.
Yeah, it's comfortable. I've stayed in better.
Yeah.
There's only a small hole in the ceiling, though, right? I couldn't, like, you know, find constellations, figure out how long we have till daylight.
Yeah, there's not enough. Not enough sky view. Remember, it was overcast too.
Right, right.
Can I use my monster lore ability to see what I know about creatures or maybe spells that turn people to stone?
Sure.
Roll monster lore.
Well, that's not a skill.
Yeah, but it should be. I think it should be. Knowledge monsters.
Knowledge nature?
I guess that would just be dungeoneering, but I get probably to add my wisdom to whatever I roll.
Yeah, I would go dungeoneering.
There we go.
That's a 23. Shit, man. Yeah, so you're familiar with cockatrices, you're familiar with basilisks, you're familiar with Gorgon, some Nagas can do it. There's a bunch of different spells that can turn flesh to stone. This stone is really weird, though. It's not anything that you've encountered before, but it looks kind of like some of the stone that you remember seeing inside of Racewind's bedroom. There were four different types of stone, and one of them looked very similar to this. Kind of that black stone with the iridescent almost starbursts inside of it.
Okay. But all the beasts I can think of turned them to like just regular gray.
Just regular normal run of the mill stone.
Yeah. Not this kind.
Not this
stone is emitting a light?
The stone, when you look at the stone, it is as if you are looking at the night sky within the stone itself.
Ooh,
so creepy. So it's stars. And it seems to go into infinity, but you're staring into a stone.
Hmm.
So it looks like there's just fathomless depth inside.
Well, my
of
guy
it.
Should have his armor made out of.
It's just super lightweight too. It's super lightweight.
Is it magic? Cast detect magic on it.
No, I don't think it would resonate as magic under the auspices of detect magic.
Does it look like my face?
Kind of.
And there's just the one door in and the hole that a smaller creature could fit in.
Am I getting any evil vibes in the area?
M, what's your alignment?
It says neutral, but it should be chaotic good.
Oh, then no.
Okay.
Well, what's the range?
60 feet?
No.
And if I observe the bites on the bodies,
mm-hmm.
would that give me anything else for monster lore to?
It's not. It doesn't look like it's a monster.
Okay.
Well.
Silent, did you come into this room? Were you running from something or hiding from something? Do you know why this door is closed?
I came in through the top, so whatever is down here, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. Did I see anything when I was outside?
You saw figures. Remember those floating figures that looked like
right.
tentacle kind of orby things, but you weren't sure what the hell yeah. they were, and you were just kind of delusional because you hadn't eaten. So they could have been hallucinations. They could have been tricks mm-hmm. of light. You're not really sure what the hell they were. They made you uncomfortable, so you yeah. came into the room just to seek shelter.
They were kind of like these round tentacle things. I wasn't cool with them, so I ran down here. Other than that...
So this door that's barred goes to another part of this building. It does not go to the outside.
Are you asking her?
Yes.
There's no way we would know.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, she's not sure either.
Did you also need food as well as water?
Food would be pretty good, yeah.
Okay, I'll give her some of my rations. I'll also offer a swig of my flask.
Oh, hell yeah. All right, now you're my new favorite. She takes a...
That's how I make friends.
Big swig of that flask.
Make a constitution check.
Make a constitution check now.
Clarion, don't fuck around.
No, that'd be a no.
Mm. So your wisdom score drops by one for 2 hours, but your strength goes up by one for 2 hours.
Oh.
While they're eating and drinking, I'm gonna like find a little piece of this glitter stone,
mm-hmm.
like a finger or something, and like mm-hmm. put it in one of my pockets. Okay. It's shiny and I like it.
It fascinates you. It fascinates you on a level that makes you almost uncomfortable. You're not used to being scared of things, but how transfixed you are by this stuff, it's triggering a memory that you can't put your brain on.
It's like mesmerizing me in a way.
It's like when you wake up from a dream and you can't remember the dream, you just have the emotions of what the dream was like, but you can't remember anything about the dream.
And that makes me nervous.
And it just makes you feel uncomfortable. Not good or bad, just like slightly disoriented. Almost as if the moments where you used to lose nights of sleep, you would just go to sleep and then you would wake up and you'd feel like you had just blinked and a whole night would have gone by and you mm-hmm. didn't really feel rested and stuff. It harkens back to that in some way.
Okay. I still take the finger.
Oh, I'm sure you do. I'm just kind of giving you a little bit more depth on how this stuff makes you feel.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you.
So you guys are cool if I pick my sword back up, right?
Yeah, help yourself.
I'm not going to use it on you.
Do you want to stay here or do you want to come with us? I imagine we're going to end up going through this door. It's the only way out of here.
I mean, sure. Sounds like a good story. You guys mind if I take notes?
Oh, yes. Tell our story far and wide. We are great adventurers. I am the leader of the group. I am in charge of everyone.
Okay.
You can hear Emmerich and mine eyes roll as she said that.
All right.
Auditory eye roll.
Auditory eye roll.
Could you guys spell your names for me real quick? Because she's writing. So you guys want to get through this door?
Yes, let's. I mean,
the stone is pretty lightweight.
Yeah, it's super lightweight. But like really, really hardy. Like you feel like whatever broke this shit had to have been something.
Kind of like onyx or obsidian or something.
And is it just one door or is it a double door here in the south?
It's a double door.
Double door?
And it's a stone door, right?
Yes, made of this stone.
And we haven't heard anything?
Mm-mm.
Emmerich's going to start clearing rubble from one of the doors.
Right. I'll help.
And then
I'm going to like wait until the door cracks open just a little peek and then see if I can see, because I have dark vision, see if I can see in any, like try and get a glance at what we're opening this up to.
I guess I have dark vision now too. So
you have true sight.
Oh.
That's better. Do we know that he has that?
No.
We've talked about this.
No, I just found out myself.
You just found out yourself.
Then I assume I'm better at this than you and I do it.
Well, you always assume you're better than anything anyway, so.
That's fair. Well,
six of one, half a dozen the other, right?
Let's move ourselves to where we would be on the map.
Yes, I am. Down there at the south by the door, I think.
Yeah, if you guys scroll up this up, there's a map. You should all have control of your characters, even if they have obnoxiously long names.
Oh, wow. That is my whole fucking character
name. I'll help Emmerich with the one door he's working on.
And the doors are...
Vanessa. I want to keep the pieces that are wedging in case we need to wedge it again really quick.
Okay.
Smart. And the door is to the south?
Yes, doors to the south. So you're going to reveal a little bit of what's outside the door?
Yeah, I'm going to, like, peek. Like, as soon as it gets open just a little bit, I'm going to, like, motion to them to, like, hold the door, you know, like, wait a minute, and then see if I can peek through and see what I can see. Maybe I can't see anything.
So you know, when the doors move slightly, it's clearly leaning outside. There's about a 5-foot area before you see another stone wall. The wall's probably, at least from your vantage point, about 20 feet high. But that's all you can see from just like opening it a slit straight forward. You see into that 5-foot square.
Okay, so I'm going to turn to the group and like in a low voice say, he's just taking us outside and there's a wall, like not very tall, but there's a wall out there. I don't see anyone though. I don't see any movement or anything.
Mm-mm.
Outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, is there another kind of outside, Emmy?
Well, outside, I mean, technically
outside of
this reality.
Outside of this plane of existence.
We know we're just supposed to look around until we find a key. We just know we're kind of near a key. That's all we know.
Yeah, that's all you know, is you're kind of near a key.
I can see...
Maddie can sense it when he's within 120 feet.
120 feet? Let me make a note of that.
Emmy, do you sense the key at all?
I'm guessing I do not.
I'm mad at myself because I thought you had written that down. So no, I wouldn't have told you, which would have been funnier.
No, I just knew that I saw an aura around keys so that we weren't like, you know, if God forbid we found a case full of keys, we weren't like, well, I guess we take all 50 of these home with us.
That's what I was literally thinking. I was like, we just take every key we find.
No, it's 120 feet. He can identify it within 120 feet.
So,
and I'm not seeing it so far.
Silent leans in over your shoulders. She's like, do you guys see anything?
It's just outside. I don't see anything besides a wall.
And you guys are here for a key? Question mark. She has her notepad out. She's like, key? Writes the question mark on it. Explain?
I think we're all kind of looking at each other like, who's going to tell her?
Yeah, how do we explain this?
Well, I was like, how much are we going to tell her?
We got here through the doorway that is on the other side of this room. There are apparently keys that will allow you to travel to other places. We've just been basically jumping around from place to place looking for these keys, trying to get back to our homes.
And having grand adventures and being very brave.
Oh. Sounds neat. That's not something I've ever heard of before. Cool. Writes that down. With like, she draws her own face. She does like a little chibi version of herself. She's got like a question mark over her head. And then she like closes the book, puts it back. So you guys are gonna look for a key and then go through that thing?
Pretty much.
Yes?
That's the plan anyways.
What cool. Are you doing here? You're just wandering around writing stories?
Well, I mean, I had an adventuring group and we were supposed to be like finding artifacts or... Well, I was more in it for, like, I'm writing this really big novel. And then they all died, and now I'm here. I didn't kill them. It was... There were a bunch of things. There was a manticore. It's an
oddly suspicious thing to say, but...
How long have you been on your own?
How long would you say?
Week and a half.
Yeah, it's been about a week. A little bit more, maybe. And as she's talking, you can kind of see, like, her eyes were closed when you first saw her, but one eye is, like, it's got a gold iris, and the other one is, like, all black.
Yeah. Clarion, you would immediately recognize that based on the freckle pattern on her face and the coloration of her eyes, it looks like Solaris and Hexabah, or Nyx, depending on which part of Maya you're on, the dark moon and the bright moon, and then the freckle pattern looks like stars.
So those are a tattoo?
No, those are her eyes and her freckles.
Okay.
It's like on her face. Yeah.
So you just happen to have the astrological markings on your face?
As genetic markers, yes.
Oh, okay. Yep. Okay.
It's just a thing.
That's like my guy's big thing is astronomy, so one of my guys' big things. That and inveterate gambling and drinking. So.
Emmerich has opened the door the full way at this point.
Okay.
Hand on sword.
Are you going to look out?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
With look sword out! Ready.
You look to the left, and there is a large kind of... You're in like kind of like an alleyway. So if you're looking out to your left, you would see kind of like a viney growth with some thorns on it coming up the side of this like 20-foot tall wall, making like a little canopy. And then to your right, down the other alleyway, it seems to open up into, so you've got like 60 feet, right? So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, so then we go there. You got revealed area, do-do-do. There looks like there's some sort of opening down here, further down, and there's sort of a partially covered in sand something or other sticking out of the sand in this opening, but you're just like kind of in a really tight 5-foot alleyway, so you're not really sure what the hell you're looking at until you can get a better sort of
I'm going to step out into the alleyway.
Okay.
To about just past the door, like maybe about here.
Okay.
Can I take a moment to listen to see if I hear anything like movement or anything that's not directly coming from us?
Yeah, sure. Throw me a perception check.
I would love to.
Delighted to.
I'm so happy. Just let me remember the alphabet. There we go. 16.
P before Q, except after U. Yeah, you hear, there's not even wind. It's just like super fucking quiet. Like almost unnervingly quiet, except that you like the normal hollow distillation of sound reverberating over large spans of area, so it's just a very quiet night in the desert.
Gotcha. So it's like no crickets, no nothing.
Right. But there's, yeah, no wind, no, nothing's banging in the distance. It's just quiet. Like, fucking quiet.
Interesting.
You guys would probably make a lot of noise.
Normally, I mean, in the desert, since, I mean, we all grew up in the desert or near the desert, we would hear, like, I don't know, coyotes or some sort of wildlife out there, but not here.
Right. Not here. Just fucking quiet.
Okay, I'm going to move up to about here to see what I can see with true sight.
Emmerich is going to kind of step aside and let the other two, Graziella and Silent, go on ahead.
Graziella is going to head towards that weird plant in the back of the alley and like take a look at it. Is this a plant that is native to the desert? It's a plant she's seen before growing up in the desert.
Yeah. This is a desert. So it's called the wilting thorn. So it is a type of creeping vine that is typically, it produces like a milky sort of substance that while it won't like incapacitate somebody, it kind of serves as almost like a lidocaine, so it'll like numb you. It can be distilled in different forms and either be inhaled or mixed into like teas. It can be drank, and it will essentially give like a numbing effect, but it can become addictive over time.
It's plant nitrous.
Yeah, that's actually a really good way to look at it. Yeah.
Is it like, could I snap off a branch and like put it in a pocket, or is it like it
sure,
would take you would have to like milk the plant?
No, you're not gonna sit there and milk a plant.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, no. You could probably break off a branch. You just need to make me a dex check because it's okay. It's fairly difficult to not get hit by the thorns. I guess is where I'm going.
17.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. And what was the plant called again? Sorry.
Yeah, wilting thorn.
I just take off a little branch and put it in my pocket. Maybe I'm gonna make us some drug tea later for funsies.
Party.
And then I continue down. So I like went over, got the thing, and then I go this way, walking quietly because I have those boots. That
Hold on. Go back because Plarion's doing stuff.
Oh, sorry.
All right, so Plarion, when you get to the edge here,
mm-hmm.
and look out, there's a big common area. You can see there's a couple buildings. You kind of getting the impression you're maybe inside of a walled compound.
Okay.
And you see that there's a door here. That was that sort of platform that was obscured by the sands. Mm-hmm. It looks like the door has like just been pulled from the hinges. And then there's another door that looks like it's been shattered into a couple of pieces and tossed all the way over into this middle section. So it looks like something has come to these doors of whatever this building is that you can kind of see the walls of and just rended the doors out. And then there's that wall you were looking at when you exited the room. There's another large, thick wall on the other side that kind of they flank this kind of middle courtyard area. And then there are some more buildings to the south.
Oh, there are more buildings to the south. It's not just open desert. Okay.
Not just open desert.
And this is all still made of that star stone or whatever?
Indeed.
I guess we're going to move out into this courtyard and kind of inspect this door.
So, yeah, looking at the door, it looks like it's been bent and kind of the bottom has been broken out of it. Something with a lot of fucking force had to have just grabbed this thing.
I sense a boss fight in the distance.
All right, so what are you and Emmerich doing? What is Silent Emmerich doing?
As Silent moves out into the hallway, she kind of turns back to Emmerich. She's like, so don't think this rude. The eye thing, is that an aesthetic choice or is that like, explain? She does the same thing again where she's like curious.
I was injured performing duties for my church. Graziella's mother helped me. It was not a choice.
Fair enough. Seems to be dashing, I would say. Let's get out of here.
You get the impression this is not a guy that reacts normally to compliments.
I don't think he's heard a compliment in 9 months.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's been a void of emptiness.
Somebody's been nice to me. So after Ella gets her little branches, what is she doing?
Just walking out further, like following Plarion into the bigger courtyardy space.
Okay. So you guys are in the courtyardy space.
Can we tell where that door came from?
Yeah, it came from this building right here to the north.
Okay.
This one right here.
Can I like silently walk over there and peek inside, like just, you know, a little peeky peek around the corner?
You can make a move silently check.
My boots move silently though, right?
Right. But if you roll a one, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is throw a d20 and don't roll a one.
Okay. Just roll a d20?
Mm-hmm. And I'm only making you do it because it's so quiet right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nat 20. That's so, I'm the fucking shadows.
You are literally the shadows. All right, so you look inside this room?
Yeah, I just want to... I'm not going in the room. I'm not even, like, fully walking into the doorway. I just want to see if I can see. Bullshit. I peek around the corner, and I see... Is that a statue? Is that a person?
So when you peek around the corner, and look inside of this domed room. It's made of that same kind of iridescent stone with almost looks like stars on it. There are four pillars, one in each corner. And the pillars are, they have a weird texture pattern to them. You think you probably have to study them a little more to kind of figure out what the hell you're looking at. And then there is a large statue of a bearded humanoid with very interesting features. He has curved tusks, kind of his bottom canine teeth are coming out over his top lip and then curving in little scimitar shapes. His eyebrows and hair are very billowy, almost like the craftsman was trying to give you the impression of like a like smoke or clouds, possibly. He is holding an axe, which looks like it is meant to represent an axe that is on fire, but it is all kind of carved out of this like a granity limestone. And he is holding a shield that looks like it is emblazed with a, it's like a slate black inlay, and it's emblazed with a very like primordial looking emblem of fire on it. The statue probably stands about 15 feet tall. And the base of the statue is obscured by the sand. So it looks like, you know, its feet are underneath the sand line.
And the sand, there aren't like giant statue tracks leading to this point.
No, there aren't. Yeah, it's not like the statue walked in here, turned around, and just is looking out the door.
Yeah, you just had to ask.
No, it's a good, it's a very good question.
Is the statue magic? Can I sense magic from it?
Wouldn't you have to cast detect?
I have, yeah, that's one of my level 0 spells is detect magic.
Okay.
I detect magic on you.
All right. What's the range? 60 feet?
60 feet.
Concentrate.
I'm still not moving into the thing.
Right. So let's see. You're concentrating on just the statue?
Yeah, that room. Can I like concentrate on the room and see if anything pings, or do I have to be like statue?
The pillars ping. The statue doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I tell what school of magic the pillars are?
Divinity.
Okay.
Yeah, it's clerical.
Okay, so that means good magic? Ella doesn't know that. She's very new to magic. She's just
I would detect evil if it was evil. It's within range.
You would detect evil from the room?
I would detect evil from, well, I'll back up, I'll move up and behind Ella here. I would be definitely be detecting evil from the statue or...
Okay. You're not getting anything evil from the room.
Oh, okay.
You are kind of getting 60 feet. There may be evil below you.
Or to the south.
Isn't that always
true? No. Literally below your feet.
Below my feet. Oh.
The sand been moved at all? Is there any sort of delineation in the sand, even like wind-swept peaks of the sand or anything, or is it all just untouched?
Sand and its nature, you wouldn't be able to kind of discern that. I don't think you would be able to.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Could I cast, or could I roll knowledge history or knowledge religion on this?
Sure.
Not so much on the religion.
Yeah, not so much on the religion. History, I mean, it looks like a maybe some sort of efreet or djinn, a representation of like an efreet or djinn, but you're not entirely sure like who it would be or if they had any like prominence or significance. You can kind of tell like it is one of those things though.
There doesn't appear to be anything else in the room but the statue.
No.
Can I walk into the room and up to, I was like, is this like a wait, hold on a minute moment as I enter the threshold of the room?
Yeah, okay, you went to the room.
I went into the room, I'm gonna go up to one of the pillars and just like take a minute to look at it to see if like, because they pinged as magic to me, so I'm like, do they have anything on them? Do they have anything that looks, you know?
The pillars are not carved from the same stone as the rest of the stronghold. It's kind of a like a salty, irony colored stone, like a black, dark gray. And it has like a pattern chiseled into it that looks almost like snake skin.
These are not fisting pillars?
These are not fisting pillars. They are not fisting pillars.
Just checking.
Does the snake
fabric has moved better to make sure that everything is
right.
Inside.
The snakeskin pattern is like this snakeskin pattern that was on the key we used to get into this location.
Okay. Yeah.
Guys, I want to touch it.
That like walks over to here, kind of sliding against the wall and kind of peeks into this hallway.
Yeah, it looks like it leads down to, because it's all open sky above you guys until you get into these little rooms. It peeks down and there's even more wilting thorn down here.
So we do have an open sky above us if we're outside of the room.
If you're outside the room.
Okay.
What time of day is it?
Night.
And it's still overcast?
Yep.
Is the moon visible?
Nope.
All right. Well, I feel like there's nothing else in this room. I like take another look around the room. Is there anything else? I don't know. There's evil under my foot, so I don't.
Well,
yeah, I'm done with this room.
Emmerich steps. Okay. Walked out. Mind if I throw a quick knowledge, history, religion in here?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. What do you have in... Okay.
Ella done.
Religion's a 15, and history's a 13.
It's still not triggering anything for you. Probably a djinn. Looks like a lot of elemental plane markings on this cat. Probably fire, just judging by... what you're seeing. Pillars look like they might be some sort of anchor pillar or antenna, typically used as either spires on towers or something that's driven deep into like the bedrock underneath the temple, but you're not really sure if they are. It's like super old. You got that from your religion roll. Yeah.
I'm going to let them know that I've detected something, some sort of evil below us. There may be chambers underneath.
I kind of want to turn the pillars and see if they're like charm pillars and like make something pop up. But as I'm always the one who puts the group in great peril, I'm not going to do that.
Wait, I just thought of something. The room where the statue is, it's all, you said it's still sand all over the ground? I mean, we're walking in sand?
Yeah, it's still all sand. Like
there's no floor underneath the sand?
Yeah, that's what I was going to...
Oh, okay.
It's like the walls. It's like the desert moved in. So whatever was here, the desert moved in.
I thought it might be some sort of like, you know, conjuration circle under the sand or something.
Gotcha.
Going off what Plarion just said, I'm going to use my detect alignment chaos and look below me.
No.
As I walked out of the room and like over past this sort of alleyway leading to the west, is that another doorway like directly west of the room with the giant statue in it, or is this just a?
That is not another doorway. That is more open area.
Okay.
But you have to kind of go down there and see what the hell's down there.
Yeah, I'm gonna walk again, like not getting in front of it, but coming up to it and like take a little sneaky peek around the corner.
Okay.
I'll back her up.
Lady, do not stand on me. Personal bubble.
There's a little bit of a bigger open space, and then you can see that there's to the northwest, there's another little kind of building area. And then Shadow's moved up to... Or Silent has moved up to the north.
Yeah.
And she can see the back of the building and the far wall.
Oh, there's a passage back here.
I'm gonna come up to about here.
She peeks around the corner and she's like, oh, it meets back up.
There's a player, yeah.
I pull my sword on her. Oh.
What?
Don't do that.
Plarion looks inside of this room and sees a lot of these wilting thorn growths everywhere. And then there's, it looks like there was maybe some sort of small oasis, like, little body of water, maybe like a little little wellspring of some sort, and it looks like that's dried up, and now there's a hole in the sand, and it looks like it probably leads to maybe some caves below or something. Caves below caves.
Caves of the unknown.
The key detection, does that go off automatically, or do I have to focus on it?
You have to focus on it.
Okay. Periodically, I will just switch over to that, I guess, field of vision.
Gotcha.
You'll put your key filter on?
Yeah.
Womp, womp.
That'd be really unsettling if the emerald actually shifts to different facets.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we established that is what it does.
Well, all right then.
Yeah.
I think that's badass. You're like half robot.
If we end up having to go downstairs to find the key, at least we'll know where to go, how to get there.
Pledian, is this the evil below you were sensing?
This could be the way to get to the evil below.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. And I will walk back away.
If this was a silly game, you would hear the melodic tones of Goteka Fupa coming from the hole in the ground.
Oh, no.
Is that music?
I've not detected the key we're looking for close by.
I hear it too.
But let's keep that in mind.
Yes. Well, let's see if there's anything else up here, and then we go below ground and we look for it there.
That was my thought.
And it was a very smart thought indeed, because it was mine as well. And then I walk away. I go further down this courtyard, and like, are these just little alleyways that sort of end where they end on the map to the north and to the west and east?
Hold on. No, there's other stuff. So this one, yes. This ends to the west. That ends to the east. This actually leads out to the open desert down here in the south.
Oh. Can I see anything on the horizon in the desert or anything? It's just sand for days.
Sand for days.
Sand for days.
It's the Dune Sea. It's sand for days.
Shai-Halud. It's out there.
Yeah.
And the sand that's in this area is like the same level as the sand that's everywhere else. So I could assume that literally the sand just blew in over the decades that this might have been.
Yes.
Move a little further down so I can see if there's any doors in these walls.
There aren't doors. There are open
Starbucks,
spaces.
Starbucks, vending machines.
Caves.
There
caves
are
of the unknown.
Bases.
Busty wenches, just, you know, looking around.
You know, hey, I'm always down for some busty wenches.
I knew that you would be.
Well, you know.
To the...
I'm inscrutable. I'm not...
That's true. You are inscrutable. To the west, see kind of a table inside of some sort of dwelling or some such, and then to the that's to the west. To the east, looks like maybe stables of some sort.
That makes sense if this leads out to the open desert.
I'm gonna like walk down with Plarian, see the room with the table, and like head that way.
Okay.
To investigate the table.
And Emmerich follows.
You find yourself inside of a room. There's a large collection of boxes towards the north corner of the room. There's two beds and there's a table.
It's an Amazon locker location.
Yeah, right, with six seats. Doesn't look like any of this has been used very much.
Or very recently. I'm going to investigate the boxes to see what's in them.
All right, so I'm going to say that you're starting to go through the box. Silent just walked into here. Oh, it isn't. And there's going to be an initiative roll here in a second.
Good job, Silent. Way to like get the whole group in danger.
Pokes her head in there. Uh-oh.
Yeah, so what Silent sees to the south of the stables is a large pile of bones, humanoid and animal. To the north of the room, there's an empty weapon rack. Looks like there's some sort of hole or something down here. But as she enters the room, from one of the stable stalls, an elderly woman walks out. She is dressed in like very wind-torn leathers. She has long white hair. She's leaning heavily on a very driftwood, sun-bleached staff with a large, it looks organic, eye pierced at the top of it. And, she smiles this, very broken bottle tooth smile at you. And,
hey, it's a lady.
That would be initiative.
Initiative.
You can always go a few days past expiration. It's all right.
It's like, yeah, it's a Best Buy day. It's so good.
Please don't drink the chunky fucking healing potion. First drink of the
night.
Scurvy. Don't drink the chunky healing potion.
Chunky, funky healing potions.
Oh, God.
All right. That's my next drink of an event. Chunky, funky healing potions.
Okay.
Sounds like the worst Ben and Jerry's ever.
It's bubble tea. It'll be a bubble tea.
Mm. Ooh, I would drink that. Healing potions get chunky after they expire.
They curdle, right?
Right.
I'm sure there's some Akrukan brew.
Goteka Fupa!
Oh, my gosh, is it Goteka Fupa?
No, not Goteka Fupa! We can't handle that!
TPK, oh, God!
Oh, no!
Oh, God, it's not Goteka! No,
how long have you had him down there?
I've had him down there the whole time. He was literally always on the other side of the door.
You know, I gotta tell you guys, I said that to my kids, and they love that. I think it's hilarious.
Go take a poopa.
And he's like, well, why don't you go... My son was like, well, why don't you go take a poopa?
Oh, you know, there you go. Go take a poopa.
Go take a poopa. Well, your face is half robot.
Like 5% robot.
Terminator.
No, your face is half robot.
Your face is half robot.
Good comeback, God. Dude.
You got a robot face.
No, ooh. You...
Oh, I'm sure.
Some sort of kombucha.
Right, yeah. Dude, I drank kombucha tea for the first time. Oh, my God. That shit tastes so fucking funky.
It depends what kind of kombucha you get.
I don't know.
Like,
it was
how
funky.
Fresh it is.
Also, the few times I've had it, the lesson I learned is do not inhale while you are drinking.
No. You also can't. Smell, it's a sipping drink.
And the smell is different than the taste.
It should smell yeasty.
Not a fan. Not a fan.
Oh, man. I love a ginger kombucha. It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, I drank some kind. That's exactly what I had, was ginger kombucha. I think Lidl had it.
And there was that kombucha beer. That was actually pretty dang good.
Yeah, there's a whole brewery that does it called Boochcraft, which is all like alcoholic kombucha. It's not that good. It doesn't taste like normal kombucha.
More alcoholic.
Well, because normal kombucha is like...
This is D&D, Em. Welcome to the game.
Yeah. I forgot to tell you, Maddie, I tried a really good cranberry cider last night.
There's a lot of beer talk.
That's
super
how you good. Play, right?
It's the only time we get to hang out. So we fucking sit around and talk shit. Did your glass change size or did I just hallucinate? Okay.
She's messing with you, boss.
I'm like, this chick. Swear for God.
This is whiskey.
That's a lot of whiskey.
Busting out the tumbler glass.
This is tea. This is whiskey.
Ah, there you go.
It's from the Los Angeles Whiskey Festival.
Fancy ass shit. This is mutant energy drink, and this is the Pepsi. And when 11 o'clock rolls around, there's a dark rum that I will be getting into. Because my wife won't.
You're only at 11, though?
Yeah, at 11. Well, my wife is not coming home tonight. So. This will be the first time she is not home in like over a year. she's off visiting family in like another city way the fuck far. It's like 3.5 hours away. So my ass will be drinking. Because why the fuck not?
I probably will too after the first break or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. First break. Mm-hmm.
My wife got some nice blackberry flavored whiskey the other day.
So we're gonna pick it up. You guys went to, like I said, a realm completely encased in ice. There was a key that was inside the bones of a horned humanoid. It's a rib cage. So you got that out. It was copper with silver flecks in it. And then after that one, you guys came back to the Night Garden. You were there for about a week, rested up, and then went out again to a place called the Moorlands, which is land cast in perpetual twilight. You were there for about 3 days and it just got too dicey. So you came back to the Night Garden. When you came back, you had yet to get the key from there, but there was still one more key that Hans had. And that was the key that you guys currently have, which is made of sandstone. And it has a like almost like a snake-like pattern, a scale-like pattern to the key, but it's made of sandstone. It's all one color. There's no jewel or adornment or anything to it, and that's the one you guys have currently. So that's where that is right now.
So we're back at the Night Garden, or we're still
You guys are back at the Night Garden. Yes, it's been about a month, and I'm gonna go ahead and say that Asher and Steve's characters are resting. Because the Moorlands was more than you guys thought. Like it was a lot. It took a pretty heavy toll on you pretty quickly. I mean, not just the fact that there was never day, but just like the general feeling of the place. It butted up against the beyond, and the veil was really thin there. And just from an energy perspective, it took a whole fucking lot out of you.
Can I assume that in the time that's gone by, in like spending time in and out at the Night Garden, mm-hmm. that I would have used that, what was it, like Black Lotus to make more poison?
Yes, probably. I'm sure you would have.
And then can I assume making potions every day, using some of them, let's say I have 3?
I would say it's safe to say that you have, I would say that it's safe to you have at least 3.
Okay.
And because you've spent a lot of time in the Lotus Garden on the second story, you would have noticed that Randolph has put iron bars over those windows, like reinforced those windows that are providing the daylight for the lotuses to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember when you looked out those windows, that you were looking on like an almost like an Elysium Fields kind of place.
Uh-huh.
He has now put iron bars on the inside of the windows.
Like it was maybe a portal and he's trying to protect something from coming through that window?
Yeah, he like maybe he doesn't want something to come in.
But he's able to be in that room even though he's a vampire?
Draw what conclusions you want from that.
Okay, interesting. Well, I'm going to assume that I have made 3 potions of advanced scurvy.
Right.
That I've disguised to look like health potions. I don't feel like they're going to be super useful, but I feel like if I could try and get someone to drink, because I can't just throw it at someone, right? I would have to get them to ingest it. You just throw scurvy at someone.
Well, I mean, if it shattered and was like airborne, I don't know why it wouldn't work.
Powderize it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will have made 3 potions of advanced scurvy.
Okay.
That look like health potions. But I know they're not, so I'm not going to take one or accidentally give them to one of my compatriots.
So if anything happens to lower your intelligence or wisdom score, I'm going to make you roll to see if you remember which is a health potion and which is a scurvy potion.
Well, the potions that I make are like thick and sludgy and don't look like normal potions. Mm-hmm. Do I know how to make normal health potions?
I would assume so. Can't you cast heal?
Sure.
You're a druid. The answer is yes.
It's not a spell that Ella would have ever taken.
Right, okay then. So then never mind, no.
I think a better question is, do we know what they are?
Oh yeah, of course. They look like sludge.
Yeah, they're like sludgy and thick, and they don't look like normal potions. Like, the book is very specific about that.
In case like, Ella drops, and we're like, oh, we're all out of heal spells. Hey, how fortuitous.
Well, it's a good thing we have all these heal potions here. Wait!
Oh man, 3 heal potions, they're gold. They look a little past their expiration date, but I'm sure they're fine.
So it's rock and roll. Just so you know, only one person is aware of this, and all they know is there is one. The dwarves have been building an airship in the you remember the front foyer area of the
ballroom?
Well, no, you know how the night garden had that giant bat monster in it, and there was
in our front yard they're building an airship.
Yard. Yeah, so in the walled in front yard area, the dwarves are building an airship.
Sure. Like, Ella knows this?
Yes.
Has seen the airship being built? She's not that dumb.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to miss. Like, it looks like a fucking pirate ship, except they're going out into the city and capturing those giant bats and chaining them to the ship, and you kind of assume that that is going to be how the ship flies.
Oh, no. This is terrible.
Like, instead of, like, a balloon or some magic... They're going to have a swarm of giant bats keeping the ship aloft.
I did have a question. So it's been 30 days. Has Ella realized she is now an actual druid, or does she still just think I'm different now? Or is she like, no, I'm a fucking druid, even though she's never seen
one? She doesn't know what a druid is, so she just thinks she's different. Yeah.
Has she?
Sleepwalking has not happened.
It was probably for the best in this place. There's giant bats about.
Well, it's also probably for the best now that you change into animals, which you've done that in front of us yet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, have I done that yet?
Roll a d20. Ooh, first roll of the night. Well, no. Yeah, first official roll of the night. Fuck it.
Hold on. My screen was not prepared.
Welcome to the show.
16.
Holy shit. Yeah, I would say you probably took at least the house cat form a couple of times.
Oh, okay. So... do you guys know what else I could turn into?
Well, no? That was my next question.
It'll be a fun surprise.
Spectral badger?
My next question is, did she do that in front of us, or are we just like, okay, there's a random cat here now?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's up to her. I think the first time she did it, it was probably by herself. She, like, sneezed walking down a hallway, and all of a sudden was a lot shorter and closer to the floor, and was like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, she was alone by herself in her bedroom, and she sneezed.
Yeah.
And turned into her.
There's a canoe, special right? There's some sort of canoe involved.
Yep.
Thinking about the giant statue.
because the statues, she'd turn off the lights so the boobies had come out.
The boobs out at night.
Because I assume that's my bedroom. I've just...
Why would you assume that'd be your... Never mind. I'm not even going to go down
this. Why? That's... Yeah.
Is she paying me rent?
No.
No. Nobody's paying me rent. Why?
Nobody is paying you rent.
Damn it.
You want to become a like slumlord now and
then? Yeah. Hell yeah. The first time I've owned anything other than what's on my back.
You fucking wake
There's
up.
There's a today. Lot of money in this house, by the way. Like, you guys just like walking around have realized that most of the. How like the pots where there's like potted plants and stuff in the house, all of that soil is also full of like random coin from all over the place, and above every door is no less than 7 copper coins, every fucking door in this entire fucking place.
Have we ever gone back to the deck of many things?
No.
In fact, customer.
He's like, no.
You haven't, and once hands got there, that deck is no longer in that room.
Oh, he took it.
No, I didn't say he took it.
See, player, I'm not the only one taking your shit.
Once he got there, that deck is no longer in that room.
You guys are the worst roommates ever.
Do we know if there's any significance to 7 coppers being above the doors? Or is it just that was where they were hidden?
No, you don't know if there's any significance or not. You also don't know if that happened after hands showed up or not.
Oh, okay.
Guys are probably leaving the lights on and the water running and stuff.
He does leave the lights on. He leaves the lights on in every fucking room.
Stuck on the idea of us waking up one day. There's like a family from Wisconsin there. Yeah. on fucking.
Just Airbnb that shit.
Yeah. Airbnb the ballroom. So it's big. You know, you won't even know they're here.
I had another question about the house itself. As we were like walking through and we're going through all these rooms and stuff, are there any windows, any exterior windows other than that like big. Nope. Open air space in the third top floor?
Nope, only the open air space in the top floor and those strange extra dimensional windows in the Lotus Garden.
Have you ever seen Randolph in that room?
The one upstairs?
Yeah, the third. Have you ever seen him in the sunlight?
No, you've never seen Randolph in the sunlight.
Okay. Just the weird extra planar sunlight.
Just the weird extra planar sunlight.
Whenever he gets a chance, I think Emmerich has been looking at the library of books of the elemental plane,
mm-hmm.
doing more research about this bow that's just hanging out in the foyer.
That's going to be a plot point. We'll get there.
Okay. Okay. That's just, like I said, when he gets the chance.
Yeah, I got you.
Hello, my little handmaidens. It is your old friend, Graciela Anastasia Blackfoot, here with a special deal just for you. We're partnering with a coffee company called Found Familiar Coffee. Their coffee is small batch and very premium. You know Ella would not be drinking subpar coffee, absolutely not. If you want to be queen of your own empire, you should definitely pick up some of this coffee for yourself. And when you buy it, use code OLDMAGICGAMING at checkout. That's OLDMAGICGAMING, all one word. I will specifically make sure that you get 10% off. It is a very good deal, and believe me, I know deals. So check it out now. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Crown of Queens. Emmerich is played by Maddie A. at MG Allen on Twitter. Garglin Yalt is played by Arrow Odd at RPG Home Brewery on Twitter. Graziella is played by Vanessa Singleton at Evil V Cookie on Twitter. Clarion the Unscrutable is played by our Dauphine of Audio at Yoda Jones on Twitter. Silent Nocturne is played by M at GameMaker M on Twitter. Our special guest, the Baron, is played by Matt Garbett at ArtMonkeyMG on Twitter. Our storyteller is Anton at Old Magic Gaming on Twitter.